Today we pray for Colton. Colton is surrounded by the cities of Rialto, San Bernardino, Bloomington, Grand Terrace, and Loma Linda. Their mission is to connect the community by respecting its diversity and understanding the social, cultural, educational, and recreational needs of the residents, and to improve the quality of life for them with programs, services, and information to make them healthier and enriched. It's about 55,000 people. It has 40% are Hispanic, 17% are white, 24% are others, 7% African American, 5% Asian. The median age is only 31, and there are less females to males to females, 47 to 52%. Only 51% own their home, 49% rent. That's a high number. 64% are married, 23% have less than high school, 27% are high school grads, and 30% have some college, and 17% have degrees. The average earning is only $35,000 a year. 49% speaks English, 45% Spanish, and 6% other. They are in a 18.3 poverty, and we'll pray about that. And then the average household income, that's combined with everybody that lives there, is 53. Median rent is $1,200 a month to $1,200, and the median house value is only $257. About 300 years ago, Colton was a crossroads and center for regional activity. In the late 1700s, explorers from Mexico passed through on their way north to Monterey. The first permanent settlement occurred in the 1800s, which were Mexican land grants. Now, they were primarily ranches and citrus orchards, and then along came the Southern Pacific Railway that pushed its way all the way to L.A., and then Colton became a formal town. Laid out in a grid street pattern, which is still seen today in both Colton's downtown and South Colton neighborhood, south of Interstate 10. Businesses included the railroad and citrus orchards. Some residents even built their homes out of disassembled wooden crates from the railroad shipments. After the railroad activity grew to both east, west, and north, south of Colton, the citrus industry started to diminish. Other businesses were dependent upon the railroad for materials that were delivered and shipped along the lines. And that created large tracts of land devoted to industrial operations, which still continue today. Residential settlements remained adjacent to the railroad, and people in those days could still walk to their jobs, and some still do today. Now, they started the Carnegie Library in 1891, which now holds the Colton Area Museum. During the 20s and Great Depression, they experienced a development boom in Colton. Construction of Interstate 215 and the 10 through the city brought a lot of transportation-based industries. After World War II, followed 30 to 40 years later by explosive subdivision growth throughout that area, and it created new neighborhoods. It's considered a place for fun, a place for commerce, but it has some things we need to pray about. So, Father God, we lift up the city and the people that live in Colton. We know that their air quality can be troubling because of the traffic and smog. We pray, God, for the earthquakes that they experience, and that they be prepared if one happens. They are now in a moderate drought, so we pray, God, that they would be prepared to handle that this summer especially. They do deal with flooding, so we pray, God, that you would help the city find ways to prevent that from happening due to the dam that's in the area. And we ask, God, that you would help the city officials find ways to make the hazardous material facilities not create situations where it affects the people. There are landslides and severe winds, so God, we pray again that people would be alerted, educated, and trained how to deal with it. We pray you would bless and work with the major employers: Arrowhead Regional Medical Center, Lineage Logistics, Ashley Furniture, the Wretch Canyon Convalescent Center, Best Brands Corporation, Walmart, City of Colton, County of San Bernardino, and Stater Brothers Market. We pray, God, that these people would do things upright with ethics, manage their money rightly and handle and bless their employees well. We pray for their city council, that they would manage the city with high standards and look for ways to diminish some of their major issues. We pray for the Colton Joint Unified School District. And as we pray for all of them, that God, they would wake up and not teach woke, that parents would go to the school boards and they would vote for new school board people that will uphold the standards that the parents want, since they are paid by taxpayers' money. And we pray, God, that they would not push the LGBT agenda or the CRT, and that they would help kids be able to make decisions based on what the parents are supporting. We also pray that the Christian schools in the area would grow and be blessed financially and numerically. The crime grade, God, is so down. It's D minus, violent D, property D plus, and other is F. And a crime occurs every 2 hours and 46 minutes. The top issues are high, 18%, which is very high, for vandalism, and 12% for drug crimes, 6% for theft, auto theft, and burglary. So God, we pray for these criminals that are going out there and doing these things, which it appears that there are quite a few gangs that are in Colton. So Father, we pray that the police officers are able to find ways to creatively bring these people in, that the prisons that they go to will find amazing ministries rise up that would bring revival to the prisons, where people would go from a Paul to a Saul to a Paul experience, and that evangelism would explode, and people would see that God really can set people free from these bondages, thinking they need to be part of a gang. We pray for family units to rise up, the poverty to go down, that it's at 18.3%, one out of every five residents. So we pray for ministries to help these that are poor and teach them how to get out of poverty. We pray for the 12 cases of COVID right now, that they would heal. And we come against the spirit that resides over the different gangs, the Colton City Crips, the other one is Colton Eastside, the rapper 40 Glock, who promotes it and came from there, and in 1996 arrested after a shootout in Colton and charged with the attempted murder of a police officer. God, we pray that rappers would come to know Jesus and would change their words, and it would reach the people that are in the gangs. We pray for intercessors to arise and pray until crime diminishes because of the lives transformed by the gospel. We pray believers would be emboldened to share their faith with signs and wonders to help the unbelievers see that God is greater than any gang. We pray for recovery groups to rise up and reach out to those dealing with drug addictions, that neighborhoods would rise up and create prayer groups to intercede for higher crime areas to go down, that justice would be served to those committing them, ministries to reform gang members rise up. We pray for people to be set free. They would be more active in the community, identifying issues and praying about them to be overcome. That people would be bold, courageous laborers that would go into this harvest. Ministries to help those who are poor and destitute. Programs to teach children how to be good citizens and not succumb to gang pressure. God, you are greater than all that's going on there. And we ask that you will bring revival and an awakening to Colton. In Jesus' name.